all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Hey, Michelle, are you eating like a woman? That means you're not eating like a guy. If you try to eat like a guy, you're going to look like one.
I hope not.
I love it. Well, there's a book out that actually is entitled Eat Like a Woman. And we are thrilled to have on board Stanis Jonikas, who is an award-winning television writer, producer, and director, as well as an author and writer on women's health issues. And she's teamed up with a leading women's health expert, Dr. Marjorie Jenkins. And she wrote Eat Like a Woman. Okay, fess up. How do you eat like a woman? And welcome to our wonderful Her Radio Show. Go for
it,
Stanis.
Thank you for having me. I'm such a big fan of you both, and it's just really great to be here to share this fabulous information that Dr. Jenkins and I have just published in Eat Like a Woman. I think what's great about Eat Like a Woman is the first program that incorporates the latest sex-based science that's been conducted using women and applies it to a healthy lifestyle so women can obtain and maintain a healthy weight. A lot of, I say that to a lot of people are like, yeah, you know, really? What's new about that? What I was shocked about when I started researching this project, which was born out of my first book, The Menopause Makeover, I created a program and women of all ages started losing weight with Dr. Wendy Klein. And then the publisher said, well, you have to write a book about this food program. So as I started researching and Dr. Klein opened the gates to the Society of Women's Health Research, I started realizing what made my program work was there's some amazing sex differences that aren't being applied or acknowledged out in the public. It's making trickling its way to the mainstream, but most of us don't know it. I certainly didn't know it, and I read health books all the time. In fact, I'm a fan of your health books as well. And so what I found was after I hooked up with Marjorie Jenkins, who is a sex and gender medicine expert, she said something interesting to me during this process of research, because it was hard to find a lot of this sex difference research. She says you have to know the difference to make a difference. And that is the heart and soul of Eat Like a Woman, is taking these amazing differences, like the brain-gut connection. You know, there's huge differences, like women are more prone to depression because we make less serotonin. We taste food differently. We metabolize carbohydrates differently. So the whole program is using the inspiration of these sex differences so women can maintain a healthy weight.
So what does eating like a woman mean? Are you supposed to eat like a bird, a French woman, some skinny bitch?
No, that's so funny. Eating like a woman.
Bird.
Bird or a skinny person or a skinny. What did you say?
That's a skinny bitch.
Yeah. Well, what it's doing is actually embracing that women are very different than men. We're not small men. We have to celebrate our sex differences.
Amen
to that. And that our sex matters, and that, well, one, we have to encourage that continued research includes women in research. But eating like a woman takes that information and embraces it. So, like, our connection with mood and food is very different than men. So women go on diets. They watch their male partners start losing weight, and they're not losing weight, and then they get frustrated, and then the whole food cycle begins, and frustration, and then women stress out, and women tend to make more cortisol anyway, and then they put more fat on, and then they have to start over, and then there's yo-yoing. So eating like a woman is embracing that we are different from men.
So how do you drop those stubborn pounds as a woman? Because we're fit. I totally agree with you. Gender-specific medicine is the only way to go, which has not happened. So I was telling Pam earlier, I'm happy to see that there's been a book written that's for women, right? Because we're not like men, as I like to say. We don't look like them, and we don't function like them internally. So how do we drop some of those stubborn pounds?
Well, you know, with some very simple changes and habits in one's lifestyle, and making some modifications in food choices and food swaps, you know, the first step is, I think a lot of women, as women, we're so busy, we're juggling families, maybe kids, careers. It's so hard to get up in the morning and get the family out and fed, and then most of us walk out of the door with our cup of coffee and don't even eat. And that's very much a woman's experience. So eating breakfast is critical for women. It kickstarts your metabolism first thing in the morning, so you don't go into storage mode for the rest of the day. Making lunch your bigger meal over dinner,
right,
is a very simple change for women, especially because it's our nature to hold fat and to store fat. I mean, it's because we taste food differently, and it takes longer for us to digest food, and it's in our genetics that we hold those carbs and fat. And remember, we're a species that's supposed to have babies and to survive. So we are built very differently than men. So we can use some simple changes to adjust our habits so that our body is working for us and not against us. Making dinner your smallest meal of the day. I mean, when I made very tiny swaps like that, I can't even tell you. Standing at my desk, getting enough sleep, understanding, because those differences are important for us, we can get our body working for us. And then, of course, you know, as we all know, exercise, I like to call it sweat. Smart women exercise all the time. It is our greatest ally in keeping healthy. I mean, as we know, exercise can completely rewire your brain. And because our brain is completely different than a man's, we want that on our side.
Right.
All right. So
give
us some
examples of some
food. I don't even use the E word.
I love
it. Move. So what you say, Pam, right? Move.
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
your story is so inspirational.
I'm just usually saying, go ahead.
Move.
I'm just normally saying that, you know, the E word sometimes makes women think that they have to live in a gym. And when I just say get up and actually assume the vertical a heck of a lot more, they see that as a possibility rather than facing mission impossible. And so I'm really happy that you stress physical activity among all of your other wonderful points here, which are really great. The dinner being the smallest meal, that is huge. This is something, you know, I've been using for quite some time, and it is a simple thing to do so long as you get to bed early enough.
That's exactly
yes,
right.
Yes, and you have to get enough sleep.
Yeah, getting enough sleep, the power of the Z is so important. And in regards to the E word, I call it sweat. Let me just say, I hate going to the gym. I'm one of those people, like the rest of us, that has a gym membership, and I maybe go once or twice a year at the first of the year, the rest of us. And so finding activities that we can incorporate into our life is so important. You know, I take power walks. And the reason is not to burn calories or to be healthy. I go because it's therapy with my girlfriend. So finding activities that we can incorporate in our life. A standing desk changed my life. I mean, I lost pounds just starting to stand at work as opposed to sitting all day. So, you know, exercise can, as we know, rewire our brain, and it can help with stress management. And as women, we need everything working on our side. And with four different life stages that are very dramatic for women, we need a lot of ammunition in our pocket to manage life stages.
Well, I say
amen
to
that. How about some favorite recipes from some of the celebrities like Sheryl Crow and Padma? And I see there's a whole list here.
Yeah, we have some, you know, when I put the program together, and then Dr. Jenkins did a review of the book to make sure it was scientifically accurate and we were getting all the right information. I wanted to get recipes that people could actually use and apply to their life.
Well, Stennis, I think that a lot of women are going to read your book, Eat Like a Woman, and find all of those wonderful recipes. And I'm so happy you've been on Her Radio with us. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.